Grow Great Daily Brief number 190 for Tuesday, April the 16th, 2019. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. I am your host, Randy Cantrell, the website growgreat.com. Who do you need? Longstanding conventional wisdom among performance gurus tells us that the super achievers who ask who, not how, well, that's why they're super achievers. When facing an opportunity or a challenge, I see the high value of asking who, but I can also see the high value of asking how. Now, gurus, they love absolutes. Probably just more proof, I suppose, that I am not a guru. Although I do always buckle my seatbelt. I do always keep my arms inside the rides at Six Flags. And I never grab a dog by the ears. So there's that. Seriously, who is a great question for leaders? Is it the best question? Personally, I don't think there is some secret question contest that's happening here. I'm rather fond of, as you well know, lots of questions because I believe in the high value of curiosity. But this is about you. It's about you because you're the leader. The paradox is that if you don't work on your own personal and professional growth, then your service to others will be more limited. It's the stuff of growing great. You need to be great in order to help others achieve their own greatness. That's what leaders do. Do you have a growth plan for yourself? Your daily life has a fairly intense focus on who. Even around your house, who's going to fix that minor electrical problem in the house? Who's going to collect and carry out the trash? Who's going to rake those leaves? And then you arrive at the office, same questions continue. Who's going to finish that analysis? Who's going to submit that report? Who's going to begin that project? Today, we're going to internalize the question, and we're going to have you focus on, well, the title of today's episode, Who Do You Need? Now, it's not who you need to do tasks that you need done. It's who you need for your own personal and professional leadership growth. Sometimes I encounter leaders who have never given this much thought. A few will even arrogantly declare that they don't need anybody. The funny thing about that is nobody ever says that they have accomplished success by themselves without any help from anybody. We all, even the most pompous among us, readily admit other people helped us along the way, and they're still helping us. Why then is it so difficult for some to soberly consider who they need to grow even more? Well, I suppose there's a variety of things like success, which can certainly make some people complacent. There's pride. That's a big one, which can make a lot of people just refuse any sign of vulnerability. We don't have time to dive into all your personal issues that might prevent you from reaching out for the help that you most need. Just know this, if you don't ask, you don't get. And you know that's true. So sit there and be brave, be courageous, or whatever other description you want to use to portray your hard-headedness. But you've got an awful lot of advantage to gain if you will just surrender to the truth that you need people. You need people around you to help you achieve more, to help you increase your self-awareness, to help eliminate your blind spots, to help you learn, understand, and grow. I can't possibly know the exact answer of who you may need at this very moment. I just know that you have the need because it's universal. It's universal for people who are intent on growing great. What do you want to accomplish? That's another great question. Yeah, I know it's a what question. It's not a who question or a how question. What do you want to accomplish? That's for you to figure out. Let me urge you to raise the bar. Whatever it is that you want to accomplish, just raise the bar. Now, that may lead to the first who. Somebody willing to challenge you and push you higher. And this doesn't mean a combatant. It means somebody who understands you and somebody who understands your context enough to nudge you toward heights that you may not even think are possible for you. But who? Somebody who believes in you. People who don't believe in you, they can't push you in the most positive ways. Only the people who know you well enough to have faith in your capacity can do this for you. you have a responsibility here in that you alone determine how well people get to know you. Now, I know that restricts the population of people who may be able to help you, but you're not going to do this alone. And you're not going to just let anybody get to know you in such an intimate way, certainly not professionally. I get that. You got to protect yourself. I understand that. But you can't protect yourself 100% of the time, not if you're going to grow. You need somebody with whom you can be completely candid, honest, and open. And that's a tall order. I get it. That's why so few CEOs, so few business owners leverage the advantage of people like that in their lives. I'm urging you to be exceptional. Join the ranks of the very best operators in the world, the top leaders. Well, who else? It's congruent with a person who has a deep belief in you and is able to challenge you to grow, but you also need a person who will encourage you. Everybody, including leaders, needs an encourager in their life. Somebody with the necessary willingness and ability to fully express that belief in us. Now, sometimes it may be the same person. It may be the same person who is able to nudge us forward with an appropriate challenge, but maybe not. For years, I've been fascinated at the behavior of little boys, probably because I've been surrounded by so many of them, from coaching sports to raising a son to having four grandsons. And I, too, once myself was a little boy. So there's that. Showing off is not restricted to little boys. I've got a granddaughter, one granddaughter. The rest are boys who readily will compete for attention all the time. But there is something unique in how little boys want to show off, especially to mom or grandma. It's that, hey, look at me kind of a thing. It's how God wired us as males. Yes, Virginia, men and women are different. I didn't say better. I said different. Here's my bias. If you've listened at all, you know I've got it. I have a Christian viewpoint. I believe in the creation story that you read about in the book of Genesis. I also know the Bible commands wives to respect their husbands and husbands to love their wives. Well, it speaks directly to the knowledge that God has and how He created us. He knows what we most need, what we most crave. Little boys and big ones, too, want respect, adoration, praise. We want mom and grandma to see us, to watch us, to brag on us. We crave their encouragement. Yes, little girls and bigger ones too want and need the same things. The little girls who have been in my life and are still in my life crave love, affection, and safety. Now, this isn't a one or the other affair. It's an and kind of a deal. We all need and crave respect, adoration, praise, love, affection, safety. The order of those can differ because, well, we're all individuals. But I know this, every person on the planet needs and craves encouragement. It is a unique form of having somebody who truly believes in us. Who in your life provides that? Anybody? Now, maybe there are other areas where you desperately need somebody. A who? I'm challenging you today. It's Tuesday. You got the rest of the week to do this. But please do this. Figure that out. Figure that out. Find them. Don't be bashful to solicit their help. Remember, if you don't ask, you don't get. Part of the thing that I'm doing, part of my mission now, is the Peer Advantage. You can find details by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Part of my mission is to assemble a group of just 7 small business owners to really help facilitate and answer the question, who? Who in my life is going to do this? I'm hoping to put you in such a group as that. Find out more by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website, growgreat.com. I'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing.